upon me.
Greetings and salutations. Bienvenidos. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Things you hate. Things that you hate. Welcome, whether this be your first lesson, your 400 and something odd lesson, or somewhere in between. I was looking at something the other day, and 69% of all people that listen to the Neville Mind Trick podcast listen on an Apple device, whether it be an iMac, an iPad, or an iPhone. Hee-haw! Now, I don't like Apple for personal use, but I don't care if other people use it. That's why I have tons of Apple stock. I think I'm just not a fan, you could use the word hate, of anything that's trendy. I don't like anything trendy that everyone has or everything everyone has to have. I'm a fan of those stocks, though. For example, I have stock in Tesla. I used to have a Tesla, the Model X SUV. Now it's like every other car in the street. Not a fan of that. Don't like to be lumped into somewhere where I can be perceived as a D-bag. But again, I love the stock, and that's part of the reason why I don't have that car anymore. So things that you hate. Something funny. This has nothing to do with making money on investments, and that doesn't constitute investment advice. You do what you want with your money. None of my concern. That's not what we're here for. But when it comes to sports teams, like National Football League teams, when I used to actually like and watch National Football more often than I do now, it seemed as though I'd go through periods where everyone that I met socially or became friends with liked a team that I just completely hated. But what's interesting is I've never met a Bronco fan that I actually like, that I wasn't already related to. But that's neither here nor there. But do you think it was the place that I was coming from that attracted people that like teams I don't like, that I say hate? What's interesting is, I was talking to Barbara about this the other day. I've had a lot of drinking buddies go, because the purpose of a drinking buddy is someone to hang out with when you drink, and usually a lot. And if you stop drinking, or stop drinking a lot, sometimes those people no longer want to hang out with you. To which I say, hey, good riddance. There's 120,000 more people in the Phoenix area now as there was a few years ago. Can easily find someone else to hang out with. But that's not the point. The point is to think about this Neville quote. After all, this is a Neville podcast. Open quote, if we would become as emotionally aroused over our ideals as we become over our dislikes, we would ascend to the plane of our ideal as easily as we now descend to the level of our hates. Close quote. If you want to hear a repeat, feel free to listen to that again and again and again and again, as many times as you'd like. You're more than welcome to share your thoughts, NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com or via text. This has been Neville Mind Tricks, dreaming better than the best you know.